The Gemara continues this lengthy discussion towards understanding the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Malika will not prevent the bird that was a trefer from becoming tame as an avela. The Gemara said that he learns it from the extra word trefer in the pasuk regarding birds. The Gemara then asked that based on this, he should also find that the word trefer written with regard to chelev to be extra. And the Gemara had a back and forth about this and now continues. Abaye said the word trefer in the pasuk regarding chelev is not extra. It's needed to teach that the chelev of a trefer that died without shechita does not have tumas avela. If not for this word, we would think that since a non-kosher animal is also when alive, and an animal that's a trefa is also when alive, we should say that just like the fats of a non-kosher animal are tame, the fats of a trefa animal are also tame. That's why we need this limud. If that can work based on this, we should say that the word trefa written regarding a bird in the veil is also not extra. If not for this word, we would say that since a non-kosher bird is also to be eaten, and a bird that is a trefa is also to be eaten, just like non-kosher birds don't make tumas the veil when swallowed, a bird that's a trefa is treated the same. Furthermore, how can a body compare a non-kosher animal to a trefa? A non-kosher animal was never fit. It was born osir, whereas trefa was kosher before it became a trefa. Rather, Zakti Gemara Rava said, the words nevela and trefa written regarding chelev are needed because the Torah is teaching that the isra of nevela and of trefa take effect on top of the isra of chelev. The Torah needs to separately teach this. It's true of nevela, which could not be learned from trefa because it's an isra that only comes about after death, and needs to teach it regarding trefa, which could not have been learned from nevela because it does not carry tumah like a nevela. For that Gemara, what does Rav Meir, who argues with you, to do with the word trefa in the pasuk of the kosher bird nevela? Where it says, uses it to teach that a chulam bird shechted inside the azara does not have tumas nevela. How does Rabbi Yehuda learn that? Where it says, he uses the word trefa written in another pasuk. What does Rabbi Meir dash with the word trefa in the other pasuk? And if tomorrow he says that one pasuk comes to exclude the chulam bird shechted inside the azara to teach that it does not have tumas nevela, and one teaches that a non-kosher bird doesn't have tumas nevela. Rabbi Yehuda would learn this from the extra word nevela. What does Rabbi Meir dash with the extra word nevela? Where it says, he says it teaches that the minimum amount of a kazayas must be eaten to make the person tame. Why can't that be learned out from the earlier pasuk that says achila, which is always understood to refer to a kazayas? And for the Gemara, one teaches the minimum of a kazayas, and one teaches has to be eaten k'day achilas pras. We would think that since the halacha of tumah coming about when it's swallowed, well, the whole thing is a chiddush, and therefore should take place even when it's eaten and longer than k'day achilas pras. So we need a limud to teach that it has to be k'day achilas pras. So Gemara Vaitim. The Braisa says the pasuk says v'chilav nevela v'chilav treifa. The pasuk is referring to chilav of a kosher animal. It teaches that the fats of this nevela don't have tumas nevela. Maybe say it refers to the chilav of a non-kosher animal. The Torah has said that things are tar with regard to shechita and things are tar with regard to chilav. Just as shechita only makes a kosher animal tar, so to the chilav that is tar must be from a kosher animal. Maybe instead said it, the Torah said that things are tar from having tumas nevela and things are tar from with regard to chelev. Just as it's a non-kosher species that are tar from nevela, so too it's a non-kosher animal whose chelev is tar. The pasuk therefore says trefa, which teaches as referring to something that can fall into the category of trefa, which is only a kosher animal. We would then think to only exclude non-kosher animals, but to say that the chelev of kosher chayas will also not be tame, since it can also fall into the category of trefa. The pasuk therefore says the achal loisaych luhu, which teaches that the pasuk refers to an animal whose chelev is usr, but whose meat is mutter. This comes to exclude a chaya, which whose chaylev is mutter. Yaakov Rabba asked Rava, the Braisa seems to say that the nevela of a non-kosher animal is not tomei. Rava said, that's referring to birds, not animals. Said, when Rav Meir said the malika on a bird that was a trefa prevents it from having too much nevela, that's only if the bird didn't have a mum. Rava said, Rav Meir said his ruling, even when the bird did have a mum. The Gemara says, we learned that Rav Bibi, in the name of Rav Elazar, said that Rav Meir said his ruling, even if the bird had a mum, and even if done to geese and chickens, which are not fit to be brought as korbanos. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, what if someone does the egla arufa process using a goat instead of a calf? Would that goat have tumas nevela? Do we say that geese and chickens are considered to be of the same species of the bird korbanos, and that's why the malika on there prevents the tumah? But a goat is a behema daka, which is considered to be a different species than the calf, which is a behema gasa. And therefore, the goat will become tummy as a nevela. Or maybe we say that the goats and calves are both behemoths and therefore considered to be of the same species. When Rav Dimi repeated this, Abaye said, this suggests that an egla arufa does not have tumas nevela. Rav Dimi said, that's correct. And as the yeshiva Rav Yane said, this is based on the fact that the pasuk says kapara regarding the egla arufa, which teaches us just as the carbon does not become tummy with tumas nevela, the same is true with an egla arufa. In fact, the Rav Nosson, the father of Huna, asked the Braisa, learns from a pasuk that the chelev of an egla arufa does not have tumas nevela. Now, if the whole egla arufa doesn't have tumas nevela, why do I need a pasuk to teach that the chelev doesn't have tumas nevela? And for the Gemara, the pasuk is needed for where the calf was shechted after it became osur b'hanon, instead of it being decapitated from behind as is supposed to be done to it. In fact, if it was shechted, the shechita should prevent it from coming tumas nevela. Mar says the pasuk is needed for a case where the calf died without shechita or decapitation. In that case, the animal is tumas as a nevela, and the pasuk teaches that the chelev is not tumas. In fact, this suggests that the animal is also b'hanon even while it's still alive. Mar says, yes, that's correct. We find there, Rav Yana said regarding the time when the Egla Rufa becomes Asr Bano, he said, I heard an answer as to when this happens, but I have forgotten it. However, Dr. Yanai, my chaverim, have told me that it becomes also when it enters into that rocky valley. Hadnalach perek chatos ha'oif.